bookmark the site, so you can go directly to community.aim.org/oilandgas, that being one word. And you can see more information about the leaders. You can see more information about the plans. We will start blogging their member profiles. If you prefer to browse to the site, that's a little bit more complicated, but go to aim.org. On the top, click on community, then click on chapters, and then you will see there's quite a number of chapters there in the list. But if you go to page number 2, it's in alphabetical order. It will be, I think, just below Norway, there will be oil and gas, and then you will find the link to the site. And we will build out the site over time with a lot more information and a lot more ways to interact with each other. If we go to slide number 4, which is the agenda. So today we have two main topics that we want to discuss. And the first thing I want to explain to you is the why and how of this community. Why did we start it? What are the goals? And how will we go about making sure that you get value out of this community? And what can you contribute? The second thing I want to talk about is the Virtual Certified Information Professional Study Group. There's a pilot we did in Shell last year, and that was something that we thought was a great success. And we wanted to share that with you and maybe inspire others to do something similar, but I'll explain more in detail. Last but not least, I would like to inform you about other activities that we will have in the future. As said, I'm going to mute everyone that has not muted themselves yet. The session is only 30 minutes. Q&A via the discussion forum on the site. So if you go to our site, so the site that I just highlighted and the link is in the slides, if you go to resources, there is a link to the discussion group, and you can post your question there and we will answer the questions there to make sure that we have a nice virtual discussion around the world. So one thing to keep in mind is that only professional members, so paying members, can post and reply to questions. That is a limitation that AIM has put on the site. So if you are a free member, or what AIM calls a basic member, you can read, but you will not be able to post. If you have an urgent question, however, feel free to contact me via email, and I will make sure that the question gets posted on the forum, and then hopefully you will get an answer. But first, why did we create the Oil and Gas Special Interest Group? If you go to slide number 5, that is a slide showing the rapid change that is going on in the oil and gas industry. And I think you only have to look at bullet number 1, is that from an economic perspective, we have a lot of volatility and uncertainty in oil prices. That is something that all of us hear about every day more and more, and it affects us. But also, and I'm just looking at technology and data, technology changes so rapidly. So you know, applications that were new 5 years ago have already been replaced. Look at the increase in mobile, and especially look at the amount of information that we generate day in and day out. It's just growing. And a lot of legacy data is growing. Last but not least, it's people development. So the skills that we have are still important, but we need to make sure that we expand to more skills and that we diversify our skill set. And that is where the Oil and Gas Special Interest Group comes into place. If we go to slide number 6, why did we create an industry-specific network? So for those of you that are familiar with AIM, AIM has something called chapters. So chapters are local or regional based. That would not work for the oil and gas industry. We are a virtual global industry. So we set up a community specific for our industry because our industry is large, it's complex and diverse, and we thought that warranted its own community because we have common issues and shared opportunities. So we had the idea over the summer of 2014, and you know, unknown to our industry, within a couple of months we had a proposal which we discussed with AIM. We got support from other people at BP and Chevron and Saudi Aramco, and we were able to launch the initiative officially on November 20th in London at an AIM meeting. So if you're wondering, you know, who's leading this effort, we go to slide number 7, you will see a lot of smiling faces. So it's me on the top there. So I'm a business analyst at Shell, and I have the title of coordinator or leader of this initiative. But we have Peter Locker from Shell, Robbie Watson from BP, Michael Devana from Saudi Aramco, Andy Levender from Chevron, and Frans Claassen from Shell. Not only people from totally different organizations, but also all across the world. So Peter, Franz, and myself are based out of the Netherlands. Robbie is based in the UK. Michael is based out of Saudi Arabia. And Andy is based in Australia. So we completely set up this community in a virtual way, as it should be in our industry. And hopefully later on, we will get more people all around the world. If you would like to know more about the leaders, you can just go to the website and there will be links to our LinkedIn profiles. So going to slide number 8, the role of the oil and gas special interest group. What do we see as our role? So as I just summarized, information and data is crucial within our industry. It's a maker or breaker, but we also have common challenges. And I think the most important one there is the professional development. For example, we need to learn more about text analytics, data analytics, big data, but we cannot do that on our own. So as oil and gas special interest group, we want to make sure that everyone who's in the community has the opportunity to develop themselves, to learn more about records management, content management, business analysis, taxonomy development, with the help of each other and AIM. Slide number 9, and that is something we talked about for a long time. How do you summarize it in one slide? So the oil and gas special group in a nutshell. So for us, the main purpose is to launch a virtual network for a global community of information and data professionals working in the oil and gas industry. We want to host quality events, virtual events like this, and maybe later on also physical events if that is ever possible. We want to make sure that we connect people to each other and that we expand your knowledge base. So what's in it for you? And luckily you are here, so you already believe in it. We want to make sure that you get informed about new trends, about best practices, new technologies. We want to connect you to each other, maybe with something that someone else in the community can help you out with. Maybe you see something on the discussion forum or the blog that will help you develop a new best practice. So, and the fence we put around that is people working with information and data in the oil and gas supply chain. So we'll have people that will be in the service provider groups. We will have people that work for the oil majors. We will have people that work, that provide tools to our industry, et cetera. So once again, if you have people that are AIM members or interested, please pass on the word that we exist. If you go to slide number 10, we have come up with a simple statement. And that's our aspiration. We do not want to become the biggest network, because if you go on the AIM website, you will see that some chapters have thousands and thousands of members. But we want to become the best network, the network where you get the most value out of it, where you find a network of peers that you can learn from and want to share with, and that we have quality events that, you know, every month we contribute something valuable to your time. In order to achieve that aspiration, meet your goals, we have put a couple of goals to our slide pack. If you go to slide number 10, what will we do to achieve those goals? And two things are near term and two things are longer term. So the near term things is networking on the top. We want to make sure that you get to know peers inside and outside your organization that you can network with. So one thing is hosting events like this, and by turn people can bring up a case study or discuss a topic or an article they read. We will have blogs on the website, and there is the discussion forum. Also, as you know, on the right-hand side, training and certification. AIM offers, for example, training on a variety of topics. We want to make sure that you know what trainings are out there, and maybe later on we can contribute to those trainings, because there may be something very specific for the oil and gas industry that AIM can put in their trainings to make it even more valuable for yourselves. Lastly, further down the horizon is developing best practices. Maybe we can come up with something that all of us can benefit from and put that on paper. And lastly, at the bottom, you know, on the horizon, not for now, is standard ways of working. Maybe we can agree on certain things or come up with a standard. So that is, in a nutshell, why we set up the Oil and Gas Special Interest Group. Most of you have heard a summary of this, as I summarized this on the website and in different emails. So now if we go to the second part of the presentation, so that is slide number 12, I'm going to talk about the AIM Certified Informational Virtual Study Group. So for those of you that don't know what the CIP means, CIP is a basic certificate from AIM that they developed, I think, 3 or 4 years ago for people that are working in the oil, that are working as an information professional, and they want a certificate that shows their stakeholders, their management, their peers, that they are knowledgeable about information management. So there are 6 modules: access and use, secure and preserve, capture and manage, architecture systems, collaborate, deliver, and plan and implement. The study material basically is for free. There's a lot of videos on the AIM website that you can visit. If you want to take the exam, and I think it's $200, you have to answer 100 multiple choice questions. In the end, you will get that image as above that you could put on your business card, you could put it on your LinkedIn. And people know that at least you have an awareness of a wide variety of topics in the information management field. Sip of water there. So at Shell, we found it very important that we had people pursuing that certificate, but we did not want people to do the studying on their own, because the normal practice is you watch the videos by yourself, you read the study guide, you take the exam. And we thought we could get more value out of that. So if we go to slide number 13, why did we set up a virtual study group? We wanted to make sure that people had a more thorough understanding of the topics in the course material. Because if you read the material, you know, on paper, on screen, or you watch a video, you get out of it what you get out of it. But when you start talking about it by having a conversation about it, or having to summarize it, or having a discussion with a group, you get much more of it. Like with a book club, because someone may read something and interpret it a different way, or have an anecdote that illustrates it. It also helped us to pace through the material. I'm probably like most of you, that if I have to do some studying, I will plan time in my diary, but then, you know, that 1 week I'm really busy, or I'm tired, and I don't have time. And this is like going to the gym with a group. You feel peer pressure. So we set up the meetings in advance so people knew that that time you have to show up and study, you have to prepare to have the discussion. And also, lastly, but not least, get to know the other participants. We had people, we had 6 or 7 people from Asia, Asia Pacific, Europe, that in person had never met. But after this course, not only did they, you know, pass the exam, they also said that in a virtual way, they got never met before. And they felt that they got a lot of value out of that. So if you look at slide number 14, how does this virtual study group work? So we had 6 members, and there are 6 modules, as you saw. So we divided the modules under the members. So every person was responsible for preparing 1 module. So you would know in advance that you were responsible for preparing module number 3, for example. And that meant that you brought up 1 slide with a set of questions that we talked about, or you provided a summary, or you led a discussion around that. And that made sure that we had a very interactive way of engaging with that content. 1 member, being me, acted also as facilitator and moderator. Not a hard job, because most people were very lively, and the conversation never stopped. We always had enough to talk about, but someone needs to make sure that, you know, attendance is kept, the meetings are planned, new members are onboarded, and that if people have certain actions, for example, to share links or summarize something in a PowerPoint, that you chase them up on those activities. And in the end, everyone takes the exam. And I can say that from the 6 people that participated in the virtual study group in Shell last year, 5 of them currently have passed the exam, 1 person has planned the exam, and those 5 that took the exam and passed all said that they feel more comfortable taking the exam because they felt a lot more prepared. They also said, well, I now feel part of a group, and I have also learned much more than just what's in the study guide, what was in the videos. I learned about how things work in Shell, how I can translate things to my own working practices. So if we go to slide number 15, what is requirement? So what makes such a group work? So you don't need a big budget, so that is a good thing. But you need commitment from the people. You need commitment that they will prepare their module. So everybody can do that in a different way, but people had to make sure they put in the effort. They had to be committed to participating. So not dialing in, leaning back, and just listening. No, we actively encourage participation. For example, we also turned on webcams, so people had also a face to a name. We also ask people to commit to attending the meeting. So if people had, you know, medical reasons or other urgent reasons, of course you can be excused, but then we would have a follow-up conversation, me as a facilitator, to make sure that they were up to speed on what was discussed, so they would still be part of the group. So the moderator facilitator has an important role there. I also connected with all the line managers. In Shell every year you have something called an IDP, an individual development plan. And there you put in your training courses, your job shadowing, your what you want to learn. And we asked all the managers that they put the virtual study group in that development plan, because then it gets serious attention and people are allowed to spend time on it. The moderator plans all the meetings in advance so people know when to turn up and when to start preparing. And I had to moderate the discussions. And as said, that was not a very hard job, because it was a very lively and knowledgeable group. But sometimes you want to make sure that people stay on course, or you follow up on certain conversations. And lastly, sometimes you have to chase people, but that's, you know, you can do that in your own style. If we go to slide number 16, how do you measure success? So we wanted to validate whether this approach was something that we wanted to pursue. So one, and of course, is a very, you know, practical one, is did members pass the exam? And currently 5 out of 6 have passed. We also asked them to put on paper, can you put a value statement? Did you get more out of this group than if you had done it on your own? And the majority said yes. Some of them even said, well, I probably wouldn't even made it to the end without the group, because I wouldn't have the discipline to do it. They all said, I learned much more than just the material. I learned about systems. I learned how things worked in Shell. Or I found someone that can help me further with my development. And lastly, but not least, would you recommend the study group to others? And that was a resounding yes. And currently we are planning at least 2 follower groups in Shell that will also do the virtual certified information professional certificate. And hopefully, you know, out of those groups, there will be more members, because we're hoping that people who've done the group will be willing to coordinate another group. So then you will have a ripple effect to the company. So if we then go to slide number 17, so if you are interested in a virtual study group, you don't need a big budget. Basically, the course material is for free. Taking the exam is what costs the money, but that you can plan up front. If you're an AIM member, by the way, you get a discount. If within our oil and gas community we would want to start a virtual study group, if we have at least 6 members, we could start one. So if you are interested and you want to do this, post on the discussion forum. If I see that at least 6 people in the oil and gas specialist group are interested, I will help you get started, share all the materials that you need. You set up a teleconference or maybe with Skype, what have you, and you can have a go at this. Of course, I'll be more than willing to attend the first session to get you going. So please, if you have interest in this, post to the forum or contact me directly and I'll keep a list. So then, last but not least, slide number 18, which is other activities. First thing I wanted to ask everyone, the AIM conference will be from March 18th to 20th in San Diego. I will be there and I'm hoping that I can meet other people there. If we have enough interested, if we have enough attendees, we can get a room and we can meet there and at least make sure we meet or have a conversation or discuss a case study. So please contact me or post in the forum if you are attending so I can follow up on that. Secondly, we will have a virtual session like this every month. So there will be another one in February. If you have suggestions for topics or speakers, or you want to bring up a case study of your own, contact me or one of the other SIG leaders, and we would be more than happy to follow up. Whatever we can share, we will want to share. Last but not least, I want to thank everyone for taking time out of their busy days. If you have a question or you want to start a discussion, once again, go to the website, click on the discussion forum, and let's start our conversation there. With that, we still have 3 minutes left. I'm going to give you back of your day. I want to thank you very much for your interest, and please pass on the message to others. And I look forward to speaking to you next month. Thank you and have a good day. Bye-bye.